sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
On a damp March day in southeast Alaska, the cheery song of the Pacific Wren is a welcome sound in the chilly rainforest. Some Pacific wrens migrate south for the winter, but many stay and overwinter in Alaska. And in fact, this tiny bird used to be called the winter wren. In 2010, winter wrens found in the western United States, in the eastern United States, and in Europe and Asia were split into three different species. The wrens in the eastern U.S. retained the name winter wren. Those in the west became Pacific wrens, and those in the old world are now called Eurasian wrens. Although these tiny brown birds all look the same, biologists have long observed that their songs are noticeably different. The song of the eastern wrens are slower, lower pitched, and more repetitive than western wrens. Western wrens sing dozens of variations of their faster, burbling song with trills and down-slurred whistles that the eastern wrens lack. The great ice sheets of the last ice age divided a lot of North American animals into western and eastern populations. Over tens of thousands of years of separation, differences between the groups became more and more pronounced, a process known as speciation. The combination of genetics and behavior convinced scientists that these birds merit new names and their own species designation. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.